Sabona ngunjani bamuntu baphethe bathwana banyana bafana, and welcome back. This is Uncle Bensin Ibrahimovic, also known as Uncle B, and today I am coming with a lesson from Uncle. And for today we are going to be covering how to crack an egg. Yes, I know it is a very simple task that many are familiar with, but the thing with the egg is that there are several methods that can be used to open the egg. Now, the method which you choose determines whether the egg cracks open nicely and the yolk comes out without breaking, and whether you have some of the shell inside your egg. Now, the risks and the dangers of the shell in your egg is the contraction of the salmonella. This is a problem because it can be found in the shell of the egg. Now, I will be going to the kitchen and I will demonstrate my method for cracking the egg. As always, I'm not a professional. I have just have over experience of cracking over 1054 eggs. So with this in mind, please enjoy the demonstration, and I hope it is all clear. If you have any questions, please be sure to write them in the comments or send me a private email. I will respond to your question either on the email or in the next clip with the lesson with Uncle. So please let me know which option works best for you in your email if you decide to send one. Thank you, and on to the kitchen. Asambe. We are now in the kitchen. The most important part when it comes to making the egg or cracking the egg is very simple. First of all, we want to start by adding some kind of fat to the bun. In this instance, I'm using vegetable oil. You can also use butter or anything else. So for a classic style egg, what you need to do, let me put my phone down, is open the bottle, no measurements needed, and put some oil inside, spread it with your finger nicely. The temperature here is 6 options, and we are choosing option 3 because the pan is small but thick, so it will get hot and it will be ready. So now on to the main purpose. We need to open the container where the eggs are located, take one egg and hold it in our hand a specific way. The egg has two sides, two poles, the north and the south. That is how I describe it. The north side needs to be by the thumb, and the south side needs to be by the... To be honest, it doesn't matter, as long as one side is on the thumb, the other side is on the other fingers. You grip the sides, and then the flat part that is not a pole on the side, so east or west or whatever, you gently tap it on a smooth surface until the sound changes. You will hear it. You will hear. No. Yeah, that sound. That's exactly what you want. Now that we have that sound, We need to knock the egg until we find the part where it's soft, and we knock gently until the egg opens. Like this. It's not here. It's not here. It's right there. Can you hear that sound? Yeah, right there. So now we increase the pressure. And as you can hear, it's starting to creak slowly. Perfect. We're just using the side of our finger. And then we grab the two broken sides, put our fingers inside, each index on each hand, pull it apart, and we have a beautiful, simple opening like that. We take the shell away, and we can reproduce this. So we take the egg. Nice, nice and fast. Okay, it's nice and soft. Split it, open, done. Wash your hands. And that's it. All you need to do is tap it on a smooth surface. Some people tell you, you can use the fork, or you can use the spoon, or the edge of something. It's a bad idea. I do not agree. You have shell in your egg, but with this method, it is clean. So, thank you, and enjoy.
Thank you, Uncle B from the kitchen. That was the explanation, and thank you for listening. Thank you, I appreciate it. And for those who use the fork, yeah, it's fine if you are doing it late at night when people in your house are sleeping. Because last night I had the situation where I was making dinner and it was very late, and I did not want to wake anybody up with the cracking of the egg, so I used the fork. But it is more a possibility to having the shell. And for clarification, because Uncle B in the video did not clarify, but when you are knocking the egg, when you are doing the quack 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 quack, the, or as we say where I'm from, when you are doing this, you need to use your knuckle. If you count from your nail, it's your second knuckle. You make it like you want to knock on the door, and then first do the koko on the soft part until it starts to cave in, and then you use more of your flat finger in between your first and second knuckle. Now that's everything. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.